I'm Carol Hills with The World. Hacking might feel like the biggest threat to our digital privacy, but practically everything we do leaves an invisible trail of metadata. Harla Holmes works on digital security for the Freedom of the Press Foundation.
Metadata is data about data. It describes the transactions between different pieces of digital stuff, whether that's an email, a phone call, etc. I like to tell people to picture it as, you know, what happens when you mail a letter. You put it in an envelope, and the envelope has your address on it, the address of the person you're sending it to. It has a stamp, and then, you know, once it gets to the post office, it's probably stamped again, you know, with the time that they've received it. Another stamp gets placed on it just to prove that the stamp wasn't counterfeit and you paid your postage. And so all of these transactions actually pile up and tell a pretty accurate story about the content that's usually hidden inside the envelope.
Now, as you know, 25-year-old NSA contractor Reality Winner, she was arrested earlier this month for leaking a report about Russian hacking in the 2016 election. And investigators reportedly were able to follow a trail of evidence she left behind. What are the most common ways people are tracked?
There was a lot of metadata that she exposed even without, you know, having to do that deeper forensic fact gathering. She had Googled certain things from a computer that was accessible from her workplace. The fact that she had reached out to people establishing this trail of contact, that actually lends quite a data trail. And it's very, very similar to the way that communication records had been used in order to tease out networks of people who are associated with one another via things like call records. And that can be used for marketing, for investigations, for just about anything, because it's about drawing associations.
If one doesn't want to leave a metadata trail, how do you cover your tracks?
That's a very, very tall order. There is a lot of metadata that just drips off of us as we interact with things. Like right now, I'm holding two phones. And because these two phones are in the same proximity, it actually paints a picture about these two devices and the way that I might use them. But that said, if you want to practice minimizing your data trail, what you might want to do is to compartmentalize as much as possible, using separate devices where you do certain things can go a long way. Another thing that's very, very important is choosing a browser that will respect that you don't want to be tracked as you go from site to site, and turning off certain third-party cookies so you're not contributing to an ad profile.
Does metadata hurt some people more than others?
Absolutely. A lot of research has shown that, you know, the way that you view the internet is often created a certain filter that you don't necessarily get to control that makes a lot of assumptions about things like race, class, gender, sexual orientation, and that actually contributes to how you can access certain services. A clear example had to do with the way that Facebook advertisements were able to filter who actually got to see ads based off of a variety of socioeconomic factors. And the thing about that was that no one actually got to ever select exactly which of these categories they were going to be placed into. Facebook decides for them based off the unseen data that people contribute. Ultimately, a lot of this data and how it gets used is definitely not in our hands.
That's Harla Holmes, who works on digital security for the Freedom of the Press Foundation.